Yes, Papa Corn here from Circus of the Dead. You are listening to 30 Screams or Less, the podcast. Come closer to the radio so I can lick you.
Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be talking about is called Piggy. It's written and directed by Carlotta Pereda, starring Laura Galen as Sarah, Richard Holmes as Deca... I don't know how to pronounce this one. We're going to try it anyways because we're doing another Spanish movie. So, Desconocido, or A Stranger, and Carmen Machi as Madre de Sara, which is Mother of Sarah. The plot of the movie is an overweight teen is bullied by a clique of cool girls poolside while holidaying in her village. The long walk home will change the rest of her life. Pretty vague, right? Yeah, whatever. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil, and dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you gotta look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Piggy?
So I've had this on my radar for a little while, and I'm glad we finally watched it. The movie kind of starts slow, but there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
I think the director did an amazing job of making the viewer understand Sarah, because this whole movie is about her getting picked on, and it kind of puts you in her shoes a little bit. On top of that, the third act was fucking nuts, and it made the whole thing worth it, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a slow burn, very odd movie, because you have the protagonist who she's constantly just bullied the whole time. And then this random guy, like, she just bumps into at the pool, and he almost seems like the awkward silent type. Little do we know, he's the awkward silent killer type. And they develop this weird freaking bond. And I think it's because he sees that, like, she's going through all this shit. And I don't know. We don't know the backstory of this killer, this stranger, or whatever.
There's really no backstory. It's like he takes a liking to her and, like, follows her around, but doesn't kill her. And he's, like, almost protecting her.
Yeah.
Because he starts picking off the people that are bullying her.
Mm-hmm. With reason. They sucked, man.
Oh, yeah. I love the type of revenge film that, like this specifically, where you have this one character and there's like all these fucking teenage girls picking on her. We've seen this 1,000 times, but when that main character that gets picked on the whole movie basically gets the revenge, like all these people end up dying, you know it's going to happen eventually.
Oh, yeah.
And then
absolutely.
It slowly starts happening towards the end. And that's what I was saying about the third act. It was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, the third act was a bit bonkers the whole time. There were just some weird scenes I thought in this movie. It was a slow burn, like we kind of just saying, but it almost seems like she started feeling guilty for these bullies. But dude, they suck. Kids are fucking ruthless these days.
Yeah,
or just in general, they're just ruthless.
Like,
and when it comes to bullying, man, they nailed it with the bullying aspect. And this poor girl, she was at the pool, they stole her clothes, she basically had to walk all the way home half naked. And in that time, that's where the stranger picks up those bullies and, you know, kidnaps them. They're in the back of his van or whatever it is. It's kind of a weird looking vehicle.
Yeah, free candy van.
Yeah, candy van, exactly. And she sees them. They're asking for help or begging for help. And she's like, whoops, my bad, not my problem. And he just drives off. But it kind of starts eating away at her. Initially, she's like, good, fuck them.
Yeah.
They deserve to die.
Yeah, but then she starts feeling bad for everything that's going on, and that's like how we'll get there eventually. But she basically ends up taking the killer out.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't understand how they just developed this relationship. You would think that she just saw him and was like, nope, I'm good. I don't want to date this guy. I don't want to like have any romantic involvement with this guy. But here's my thinking, is that she's so deprived of affection and being seen more as kind of like a child or just some sort of weak person.
Yeah. And it wasn't even just these girls that were picking on her. Her mother treated her and her father treated her like shit.
Yeah, the whole family did, except the brother. Well, the brother, I guess, kind of did a little bit. Nowhere near as bad as the mother. And the father, I couldn't even tell if he was like the actual father or just her dumb bigger brother, because he just acted like a child. And he's always like, mother is going to be home. I'm like, I couldn't tell at first if that was her father or if that was just an older brother that worked at the butcher shop with her. But she's bullied all over the place, this poor girl. And so these girls definitely deserved it.
Oh, yeah. And, when you mentioned that pool scene before, number one, I didn't think that was a pool at all. It was more like a lake with a swimming pool ladder in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But anyways, did you notice the body chained to the bottom of the lake? You see it for like a split second.
Yeah, just so random. She's just swimming underwater right by it. No big deal. Doesn't even notice it. It happens so quick, but it is pretty pivotal because obviously her being at the pool, and when she leaves, they find the guy at the bottom of the pool. The cops are there and everything. The mother's trying to get her to talk, and she doesn't want to say shit because she knows that she's basically an accomplice at this point.
Yep.
So she doesn't want to mention the fact that these girls were taken, and she decides she's going to go out on her own and try to find them. I think it might have been guilt, but part of me thinks that if she found them, they would be grateful, and then they would go back to bullying her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question about it.
No question at all. So yeah, these girls would have definitely bullied her after the fact. I can almost guarantee it, because these are the type of the girls that are fucking just completely ruthless, don't give a shit. They only care about their lives and being popular, and that's it. Because one of those girls used to be her best friend. And I don't know if maybe she's just too good looking for her and then decided to go off with that whole different set of friends. And that's when they start bullying her. So this poor girl, man, just has a bad fucking run of it. Things are just not going well for her.
Nope, not at all.
So yeah, the mother is bullying her the whole time. Oh, by the way, we didn't talk about this. We watched this English dubbed version. And I'll be honest, man, I probably should have watched the Spanish version.
So that's actually one of my first notes. It says the English voice dubbing is really bad. I'd almost rather watch this with subtitles. It was like watching a Godzilla movie.
I watched it because you went with the English dub version. My note was, hopefully it's not as bad as Squid Game dub. And kind of is. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but the difference is the voice actors in Squid Game are believable.
You think so?
Compared to this shit, yeah.
They just fucking seem so awkward and weird. Mm. These voice actors, man, I don't think they put enough fucking gusto into it. I'm going to say gusto. It just seems like they kind of half-ass it. So if you're going to watch this movie, watch the Spanish version. Just watch the original, because the English dub version is a bit hokey and fucking weird. Another thing about this movie. So remember last week when we were reviewing Disappear Completely, right? So you remember how it had the black bars in the side?
No.
This one, too, didn't fit the whole screen.
I remember we talked about this last week with that movie we watched, but then I absolutely noticed it in this movie in Piggy.
Okay.
And so, I was like, as the second I saw it, I was like, Steve is pissed right now.
I'm not a fan. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is so stupid. Just fill up the whole screen. I don't get it. It seems like it's a thing now, man. It's fucking weird.
I don't know if it has anything to do with, like, their Spanish movies. I don't know if that's something that they do in their films, but
maybe a different type of ratio there. I don't think the TVs are any different.
I don't know. Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make much sense to me. So going back to the bad dubs in this, one of the girls, I told you, I'm not going out to the festivities. YOLO, girl, YOLO. I'm like, oh, God, I spoke too soon thinking it's not going to be as bad as Squid Game. It might be worse. Dude, it was so bad. It was comical.
I didn't have a problem with the Squid Game ones.
No, I fucking couldn't stand after a while, I got used to it. But I remember watching it and going, this is so fucking hokey sounding. It's just, oh, yeah. I'm like, okay, let's fucking take it easy.
I don't think that's necessarily Squid Game, though, because every, like, English dub film I've ever watched is like that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, maybe I should just stay away from dubbed movies. There's been some, though, that I've watched that actually weren't half that bad. High Tension, I remember that being okay.
Yeah, but, like, I think the issue is they're dubbing it in post after the movie. Like, they're just having people read the script or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. So, yeah, let's go back to the scene where she's basically on her way home, half naked. She sees the girls getting in the van. But when she goes back home, she's trying to now justify it. So she's going online. She sees on Instagram that they're talking shit about her. And she's like, they fucking deserved it. You know what? Good. They deserve it. They should have fucking died. They should be kidnapped.
Yep.
And this guy was, I just thought he was a fucking weird killer. But dude, brick shit house. Like, he's jack fat. You ever see that, like, fat jacked? Kind of like Vader?
What?
It's like Vader. You know, Big Van Vader?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's jacked fat. So he's like, he looks like a fat guy, but he's jacked as shit.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that saying? Jacked. It's one of those guys where you look at him and go, that guy's fucking fat. And then he's breaking telephone poles in half type bullshit.
Just like me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm jacked. You're jacked fat.
I'm not fat. I'm jacked fat. It's like all this muscle that just resides under all the fat. You just can't tell.
The Big Show? He's another one. The Big Show. Mark Henry. Yeah,
Mark Henry. See, he's a perfect example of jack fat. Because if you look at him, he looks just like a big guy. But you don't see the crazy muscle definition or anything like that. You're like, all right, he's a big guy. He looks fat. But he's fucking flipping over cars and all sorts of shit.
We're not even going to title this episode Piggy. We're just going to call it Jacked Fat.
Jacked Fat.
I like can you Jack make a, when, on the next Summon record, can you have a song called Jacked Fat?
Jacked Fat. I got it. Yeah, I'll make that happen.
Cool.
That's if Drive-By doesn't steal it first. They can be like, I like that. I like that name. But yeah, the guy was Jacked Fat, and he's built like a dad bod, but he's just grabbing people and holding them up over his head and all sorts of crazy shit. He's a fucking big dude. I mean, he's hanging these girls by ropes. He must be able to just be like, all right, one hand, throw them up.
I love that part in this movie, though, towards the end when he's got them all hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them gets fucking brained.
Yep. Oh, God.
I was like, damn, that happened quick. And then I golf clapped because I really liked that. Every time one of these fucking asshole kids died, I was happy.
Yeah, but we got a little cucked at the end.
Yeah, because she did not die.
No. So, like, the ex-friend didn't die, and the main bully, she didn't die either. Sarah decides she's going to take the gun because at this point, all right, we're skipping way ahead, but it's fine. Whatever. We're just being fucking ridiculous. So we're going to the point where she kills the serial killer, the stranger, bites his throat off, basically. And, dude, we see this all the time in movies now.
The throat
biting?
People
just getting their throats ripped out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty common.
It is becoming a common trope in horror movies where if someone who is not as big as the other person, they just go straight for the throat, bite, rip, and then blood everywhere. So I don't know if they're picking up those fucking things from Spencer's Gifts or some bullshit, but it's in like every fucking movie now.
So Spencer's Gifts. Okay.
Yeah, they got all sorts of fucking weird shit like that, right?
What?
I don't know. They've got like Halloween type shit. I don't know. Bullshit. Oh. They got all sorts of bullshit.
They definitely got a lot of bullshit. I thought you were talking about the dildo section.
No, well, they got that too. But I don't think that resides in the dildo section. I think that'd be a whole different movie.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, you know, the effects. She's biting his throat, and all of a sudden it's dildo that's spraying. I rented the wrong movie.
Okay. Well, that's definitely getting stolen by someone now. We're going to get Attack of the Killer Dildos or something.
Oh, man. Yeah, because they're going to be just like regular dildos, right? And maybe they'll have the whole suction thing on the end. And then, okay, I got this. So they have the suction, but they come to life via some sort of electricity fucking deal. Or like a solar flare, even. We'll say a solar flare. Solar flare takes the dildos, makes them come to life. And the suction that there is on the bottom of some of them, they're just hopping around, right? Hopping on people's necks. And then it's just spraying. It's not going to be cum. It's going to be blood. Because we were just talking about shooting blood out of your cock by... This is like Cannibal Quest.
This is an all-time rant on this show. We've been talking about dildos for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, this is, oh God, this is a good one. But that's what happens. And then obviously at the end of the movie, the girl jumps up and has to do, you know, something to the dildo to get it off the guy's throat. And that's the end of the movie. Dude, I'm just putting
you gotta
pictures
come up with
in your head right now of what's going to happen.
You need an end credit scene or a, like one of those secret end credit things now.
Oh,
like
man.
A Marvel
no,
movie.
I'm just keeping this shit in.
Oh, no, I mean, like, we in this particular movie, we need a secret, like, trailer at the end.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, in a world where dildos take over, one woman must find the strength to rid them all. Attack of the killer dildos. Rated PG.
Oh, and it's only rated PG? All right. Cool. We can show this on Nickelodeon.
Fuck yeah. It's going on Disney Plus. That's it.
Whatever. They put penises on the original cover of The Little Mermaid, so they can have
hey, they're pervs, man.
Attack of the Killer Dildos.
Attack of the Killer Dildos. I can do something better. That was on the fly.
I think that was pretty good, though.
It was pretty good. I just came up with a whole trailer and everything. You could throw that up on the fucking radio, they'd be like, oh shit, that sounds like an interesting movie, I guess.
Our email's going to be going off soon with people wanting to buy that idea.
I hope so. Fucking sign me up. I'll just make bad B movies for a living. Can I have that job? I'll take that fucking job.
Speaking of bad B movies, did you know there's a documentary coming out about Jason Goes to Hell?
No, I did not.
Yeah, talking about like how much hate it got and still gets.
Really? Why?
I saw the trailer yesterday. I can't remember what it's called. Fuck that movie.
It's because of the Jason souls going like in different people, right? Yeah.
Well, you only see Jason's only in it for the very beginning of the movie, and he gets fucking lit up at that camp, remember?
Yes, I do remember that. That was like a really cool looking Jason, too.
Yeah, and then they killed him, and the morgue person ate his heart, and then the soul just kept transferring between people?
Yep, exactly.
It was stupid.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb. But yeah, you know what? That could be one of the weaker ones of the Friday the 13th movies. I can't think of another that's maybe just worse than that. Can you?
Which one's the one with the telekinesis?
Part 7, debatable. You know, the girl has telekinesis. She brings Jason back to life from the fucking water.
That, like, electrocuted him, right? Is that what it
was? Yeah. And, like, she had the telekinesis, all that shit. But, yeah. Well, he got electrocuted in Part 6, too, when he was in the grave. So
that's how they resurrected him, right?
Yeah, that's exactly how they resurrected him.
With the lightning rod or something? Was it a lightning rod?
No, it was...
Or a fence post?
It was a fence post,
yeah.
And he was getting stabbed, and the lightning just shot into the rod and brought life back to Jason.
Okay, yep.
So, yeah, we just went off the fucking rails.
Podcast is over.
Podcast is fucking over. We have... where are we?
We just went from dildos to Friday the 13th.
Oh, my God. From dildos to Friday the 13th. There's going to be a lot of editing involved in this one. Oh, my God. So there's not a ton that's happening, I feel like, up until the end. It's really just Sarah being all cloak and dagger, like hiding all sorts of things and like not wanting her mom to see blood on her clothes or just not giving full information to everyone. Remember the kid on the scooter? He bumps into her at some point and he's like, you got to tell them what happened because you saw them last. But he doesn't know that she saw the killer kidnap them. She didn't say that at all to him. She just said, oh, the last time I saw them was at the pool. No, it wasn't, obviously. But then the kid fucking dimes around and he's like, she was the last person to see them. So she's at the fucking police station. She's got blood on her clothes. Police say nothing about it. They just know that she's like somehow involved in this. They just want more information. But the mother is being so fucking overbearing, man. Mm-hmm. She sucked.
Yeah, she's awful.
She's awful. And I think at one point she just says to her mom that, you know, they're always bullying me. You never help. You never care. And then the mom's like, well, then eat less.
And didn't she start calling her piggy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm.
No parents should be doing that shit.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Well, yeah, she sucks anyways. But she doesn't die, though, but she does get smacked around pretty good, which warranted. But she's at the police station, and the mother sees she's got blood on her clothes, and she's like, oh, like thinking she's having her period. And this is so fucked up. She's leaving the station. She sees a friend who's driving. He's like, oh, would you like a ride home? And she's like, no, you don't want her in the car. She'll get blood all over it. I'm like, man, this mom's a bitch.
Yep. So fucking terrible. They made you hate every single person in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even hate the killer.
I didn't hate the killer.
No. In, like, a lot of films, they, you know, they make you hate the killer. Well, we don't, because we're sick, but that's what they try to do. They try to make you hate the killer. This time, I was like, oh, my God, everyone in this movie sucks except the killer and Sarah.
Yeah, it's a fucking weird rom-com, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just when two lovers come together and, I don't know, all hell breaks loose. That type deal. So, at this point, I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit because a lot of it is just like her and her mom going back and forth and her just trying to be all fucking sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, Sarah's at the house and the fucking stranger, he's called the stranger, by the way. I'm not saying the Spanish name version because I can't pronounce it.
Did they ever refer to him as a stranger in the movie?
No, I think they just said, like, in the credits, stranger.
Yeah.
Or desponticido or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that. But he comes into the house and he beats the shit out of her dad. And I don't know if he kills him, but definitely within an inch of his life, if anything.
Yeah, he was grasping, or he's holding on by a thread, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So he comes downstairs because he hears Sarah and her mom getting in a fight, and he just slaps the shit out of her mom and beats the hell out of her. And dude, he's about to finish the job with the brother. He grabs a knife. He's going upstairs. Sarah's like, no, don't fucking do that.
We're not
going to
kill a kid.
No. Corey's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Movie ruined. I took a point down for that.
Yep. Yep. Point lost on that one. So they leave. They go in his fucking car thing, whatever it is. It looks weird. It's like a half truck. It's not quite an El Camino, but it kind of looks like that. It's fucking weird looking.
I can't believe you remembered that because it was I know what you're talking about, but I have no idea.
El Camino, that's not something you see often. And when you do, it's like, holy shit, I haven't seen that since the 90s.
Yeah, there's still some kicking around.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see them driving around every day. They're probably more like on the fucking car shows and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, antiques.
So, yeah, exactly, antiques. So they're getting in the car and they see there's like the other kids that were picking on her too. So this guy decides to fucking full speed reverse and like you hear one kid and what do I hear? I hear a bone break for sure.
Yeah, it was loud.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, great. All right. Well, we're getting our bone breaks in. So whatever. They're driving. They end up getting in a car accident. And this is what I mean by jack fat, because they get in an accident. They hit this fucking ginormous bull and she comes out of it before him. But somehow he's up and he's carrying her in his arms. And this is a big girl, man. She'd be a heavy one to pick up. But no, we got jacked fat fucking serial killer here who's just walking her, arms fully extended in front of him, no big deal, and just lays her on a table. I'm thinking to myself, I think she's going to somehow be really involved in this. Like, she's going to be killing them too, and we almost get it because he's trying to teach her how to kill these bullies. But she decides to grow a conscience and tries to kill him, but nope, takes the knife and smacks her around a little bit.
Yep, get the fist, yeah. The final battle.
The final battle. And this is when we start seeing Sarah doing the worst job I've ever seen of trying to get people out of ropes.
Oh, she's my just God. Like,
it was exhausting to watch it because she's fucking hanging out there. She's just shaking the ropes. I'm like, that's not going to work at all. So she's just shaking at it while the killer's not in the room. And she basically just gives up at some point. The killer comes by. And this is when Sarah actually finally starts attacking him and biting his neck. Instead of dildos. Biting his neck and blood everywhere and he dies. And she's freaking out because she killed this guy. She's like so upset and almost at a point where like her lover is dying. I'm like, this girl is nuts. She's been through so much, I think, abuse that her brain is just fucked up, man.
Well, yeah, because she probably just killed the only person that really ever cared about her.
Exactly. In favor of people that were bullying her.
Her own family.
Yeah, and her own family. So all these people that bullied her, she decided to be empathetic with the killer who was dying in front of her. So she has all this blood on him. She takes the shotgun that was with him. She whips it around. I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get some fuckery happening here. Mm. She's going to kill them. And I'm thinking, kill them, blame it on the killer. And then she goes on and lives her life. All happy, not having to deal with these fucking bullies.
That's actually, I had the same thought. I thought that was what was about to happen because she could kill them all and just leave, get away with it.
Yep, exactly. Which would have been an amazing ending. And I mean, I thought it would have been a great ending.
Yeah.
Because she would have then really turned into the villain. So basically, she got bullied so much to the point where she turned into the villain. That would have been a great ending. Instead, we get cucked and she shoots the ropes for the bully that like bullied her more than anything. And then she cuts her friend down and she goes outside. She runs into the kid with the Vespa. She hops on his bike and they drive off into the sunset.
I love that. What a perfect ending. Just riding off into the sunset on a moped.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would have personally liked for her to kill the two of them and just live out her days being the villain, but it's a fine ending. I mean, you see her just covered in blood, man. Just blood and dirt.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, do you need a ride? She's like, yeah. She didn't even tell him that they're back there, though. So just like, oh, take me to town. We'll get checked out, and maybe I'll let y'all know that those girls are there.
Yep.
But they drive off in the sunset, and they're on the Vespa, and scene, fade to black. That's the movie.
I love the ending.
Yeah. I thought it was fine. It was okay. I like my idea of an ending better, but you and I are fans of bad endings. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those more happy endings, I think.
Yeah, because she got away, but, you know, good for her.
Yeah, she got away, but it doesn't necessarily mean that these girls aren't going to just go back to bullying her. She's not going to go back to her parents being assholes or anything like that. She's going to go on and live her life and maybe still be in the same exact situation she was, but maybe not. Maybe they see her as kind of like the alpha now because she killed that serial killer and saved them. Who knows?
Maybe.
Could flip the script. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe if we ever get a sequel. But this came out, I think, what, 3 years ago at this point?
Yeah, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe someday. I don't know.
What, Piggy 2, Electric Boogaloo? We haven't said
Piggy
that in a
2,
while.
Back fat. Or jacked fat. Oh.
Piggy 2, Jack Fat.
Jack Fat Returns.
Jack Fat. I don't know. The weight stops here. I don't know, man. Whatever. I think we can just get into it. Corey, what do you give Piggy?
I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5. Another slow burn film that does a great job of making you sympathize with its main character and Sarah. Third act was intense, as I mentioned, just nonstop and bloody. I thought the ending was perfect as she got her revenge and literally rode off into the sunset on a moped.
Yeah. So would you think her revenge is that she survived and looks stronger than them, and then riding off into the sunset with that boy, I guess?
I mean, probably a bit of that, and the fact that she killed the only person that ever loved her, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, they might see her as a badass after that.
Yeah.
Like, she just killed this fucking massive guy and saved our lives. Maybe. Maybe I'm being pessimistic about her going back to bullying, but you never know. Maybe they're actually like, she saved our lives. She's awesome. We can vouch for her, that type deal, and she never gets bullied again.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. We don't know. So for me, I'm going to go with a 3 out of 5 on this one. It was fine for the most part. Nothing really to go home and rave about for me. The plot can read something like this. And I wrote this up using ChatGPT. Ready for this?
Yep.
A socially awkward teenager tormented by bullies becomes unexpectedly infatuated with a rebellious bad boy harboring a dark secret, a serial killer. As their perilous connection deepens, she embarks on a transformative journey of self-discovery, challenging everything she thought she knew about love and identity. Something like that.
That's too much.
Right. Not bad, ChatGPT, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah. So basically, I got it to like reword what I was kind of like thinking. And I'm like, oh shit, okay. I actually don't hate that. I probably should have used that as the plot, to be honest.
They can edit it.
Fuck it. Whatever, it's fine. The serial killer was kind of weird, and Sarah was a hot mess between her anger towards the bullies and her infatuation with someone who's finally showing her the attention she needs. I think the years of bullying that the parents who treat her like shit has her thoughts all jumbled. The English dub version was weird. I bet it's better in its initial language, which I think is Spanish. I mean, it's pretty safe to say it probably is. To be honest, I don't feel like there was a ton of gore elements to this, but what there was fine. The cinematography was good and the score was okay. Overall, everything just felt okay to me. If you want to check it out, either version is available to watch on Hulu. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.